77 degrees at 8:57, and with a quick check of the commodity markets on this Monday morning, we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're looking at mostly lower prices here as we start the new week, led by soybeans here this morning. Seeing some double-digit losses in soybeans this morning, helping kind of pull corn and wheat down with it. All those losses are much more muted than what we're seeing in the soybeans. September corn at 351.5, down 3/4. December corn at 357.75, down 1/2. March corn at 365.75, that's down 1/2 cent. August soybeans at 1055.75, down 16.75. September beans at 1049, down 16.5. November beans at 1039, that's down 18.25. December Chicago wheat 447.5, down 2.25. March wheat at 470.75, down 2 cents. Out of Kansas City, September KC wheat at 414, that's up 0.25 cent. December KC wheat at 440, that's up 0.25. August soybean oil, that's at 3057, down 32. September oil 3069, down 33. August soybean meal 363.50, down $5.90. And September meal at 362.50, down 580. Livestock markets, August live cattle at 110.72, down 20. October cattle 109.60, down 25. August feeders 139.22, down 35. September feeders at 138, even down 40. August lean hogs 77.95, up 2. October hogs at 65.72, down 27. Prices this morning mostly lower due to the fact that we still saw some continued rains over the Midwest through the weekend, seeing some more rain move through some parts of the Corn Belt here this morning. That's going to be in advance of some heat here moving into the Midwest here later this week. Market somewhat downgrading that a little bit here with the fact that we've had some moisture going into that. So you see some of the warmest temperatures we've seen all summer here at the end of the week. Should cool down a little bit next week. Two-week forecast still calling for above normal temperatures overall. So continuing to see mostly the near-term weather outpace any concerns about the longer-range forecast. Crop ratings out this afternoon should continue to show very good crop ratings, probably unchanged numbers, which corn and soybeans continue to be at that 70% or plus good to excellent, which is a pretty good rating here for the middle part of July. Fund position down near net, even on corn, still holding a fairly large long position in the soybeans, a pretty large short position in the wheat. So continue to see a little long liquidation here on the soybeans. Otherwise, quiet start to the week, mostly lower here, still most eyes on the weather moving forward here, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Our high, 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.